This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, Jeremy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
24 years old. Enjoyed doing theatre work, dancing, singing, acting, all that stuff.
I work in Civic Theatre in Auckland.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's good.
I guess we're in the same boat then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, work at a bookstore, enjoy video games, stereotypical guy homo kind of thing.
Have you lived in Napier all your life?
Yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised and produced. what's your likes and hobbies?
Apart from theatre and...
Video games. Other than that, reading, hanging out with friends, TV, that one.
Yeah, okay. The one in front of you.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Just in little brackets.
What is your sex?
I'm gay.
No, that's your sexuality.
Oh, sexuality.
Your gender.
Oh, I'm male, obviously, yeah.
And then gender identity will be male?
Yeah.
Yep. And then sexuality will be gay?
Yeah, that's some.
What is your culture identity?
White.
European.
Yeah.
And how do you present yourself and express yourself, I should say? Feminine, masculine, camp, in between, straight acting, butch, bear, cub?
Kind of in between. Like, I'm not very limp-wristed. Yeah. Like, I'm not the most straightest acting guy, but I'm not the flimsy kind of guy. Yeah.
You're not like the, and you're not the, hi.
Yeah.
You're like the, hi. Oh, goodness gracious me. Okay, so when did you realise?
About 13 was when I realised, yeah.
Was there a situation where you just noticed a boy across the class and you thought he was hot or something like that?
No, actually, I was in Wellington with my mum, and
that's a good start.
I don't know why this story keeps coming up in my head, but yeah, we're walking down Wellington Street somewhere. We must have walked past like a strip club or something like that, and there's a picture of this guy on there who was like wasn't wearing a shirt, and I just remember thinking, oh, that guy's kind of cute. And that's the first click moment that I had.
I thought it was going to be like a female strip club, and you see a female, and it scared you to being gay.
No, like I said, nothing exciting.
Oh, no, that's quite exciting. You just notice a poster of a half-naked guy, and yeah.
Mm.
So, did you ever deny it?
No, of course I didn't tell anyone, but...
You kept it a secret for a while.
Yeah, I kept it a secret for a while, but I never felt like it was wrong or anything. So,
Did your feelings ever expand to liking actually someone, like feelings in class or something like that?
Kind of. I had a bit of a hard time with it during high school. There was one of those everyone knew, but because I hadn't said it. Everyone just made fun of me for it kind of thing. And so, yeah, just having it drilled into you every day, being bullied for it, you kind of just not like anyone and don't think about anyone that way, yeah. But, once I moved from one school to another school, I started picking more things up, yeah.
A different, new environment.
Yeah.
New
people, new clean slate kind of thing, yeah.
New homos.
Yeah.
So when did you come out?
Are you out?
Yeah, I'm out. I came out when I was about 15. It was along the process of me changing schools, because I met this girl who went to Tararoa High School, and she convinced me to change schools, go from A to B. When I got to the next high school, though, I was kind of like, oh, you know, this is a clean slate, I might as well just tell everyone, said it to everyone, they were just like, oh, yeah, we kind of already know, the person already told us. So then it was just kind of out in the open, and I just never really had it again.
So what was the reaction? So it was like everybody knew, so they didn't have a problem with it or something?
Everyone at that school, like I said, they had like a week or so to grasp it and get used to it. So
no problem?
No. Nah, didn't have any problems after that, no.
Parents?
What about your parents?
They were good. they didn't exactly like it, but they didn't throw me out of home or anything like that. Mm. So, yeah, we're still talking these days. Mm. So,
why are they? What? How do they feel about it now?
My mother is more, if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Mm.
My father is, he's generally a very quiet person that's hard to talk to anyway.
So, it's just him being natural.
Yeah. So, he's just, he hasn't changed. Mum just doesn't talk about it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but still, they're supporters as they can be.
Hmm.
Mm.
Have you introduced them to your partner?
Yeah.
Yep. They're all happy? And
no, they like this one. They haven't liked my partners in the past.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, have you ever attended a LGBTIQ group?
Not really. No, not nothing just like a youth group or anything like that, no.
No?
No.
No club or anything?
No.
Have you ever been to a gay bar? That's a more interesting question.
I have been to one in my life that this one took me to.
Friend. We walked in and walked out.
Yeah, we more or less walked in and everyone just kind of went and just looked at us and was like, all right, back against the wall, slowly move out.
Where was that?
That was in Wellington. What was the bar called?
That was the Ivy Bar or something.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
So you had a bit of a support system, didn't you?
I had a, sorry?
Support system. Your friends.
Yeah, having said that, yeah, at that time most of them were girls, so stereotypical kind of faghead kind of things.
Okay. Oh my god, we could go shopping!
Yeah.
And, like, do this and that, and, like, yeah.
Oh my god, you could take me clothes shopping even though I'm horrible with fashion.
Yeah, you just say yes or no, and that's practically all you have to say.
It's like, sure. That bra looks like it fits. Go on, wear it.
Well, I wasn't going that far.
Oh, dear. So, which high school did you went to again?
I started off at St. John's, but then transferred over to Terradale.
So, what was St. John's like with your sexuality? It was...
Well, it's basically like a hard Christian school. So, the teachers didn't like it because of the whole Christian thing, and the student didn't like it because their 15-year-old boy's going, testosterone girls, yay, kind of thing.
Well, boys, they don't sound like, at that age, they sound like, ah!
Then,
okay. Boy gyms, I have a foot.
No, those are 3-year-olds.
I'm getting them confused.
Anywho,
I have a shoe.
You have a shoe.
I have a shoe from beyond feet.
Oh god.
Anyway, where was I? So it's quite clear to me you're in a relationship right now.
So have you been in other relationships before?
Oh, I've had a couple of past relationships, yeah.
How about flings?
A few one night stands, yes. I've had my fair share.
A fair share. How many?
Oh, honestly, I've lost count.
How many relationships have you been in?
Serious ones, I'll probably say about 3, including this one.
Including this one?
Mm.
Could you give a good example of the other two?
One was horrible.
What happened?
He's the stereotypical manipulator, try to stop me from seeing my friends, almost stop me from seeing my parents, want to hang out with me all day, every day, that kind of thing.
Practically wanted to own you.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. He just never took no as an answer.
Mm.
Then, because I was still at high school at this stage, I didn't quite realise that, you know, you can actually get out of things and say no and stuff like that, yeah.
How old was he?
He was, I think I was about 18 and he was about 23, 24.
Yeah.
So he was a little bit older than me, yeah.
Yeah. So, don't break anything. How about the other one?
He turned out to be one of those, I'm now straight, God has saved me. So I'm now getting engaged to a girl. So I was just like, okay, yeah, you can run along and do your thing then.
Is he still pretending to be straight?
As far as I'm aware, but yeah, I haven't really talked or seen him since we broke up.
He spends most of time outside a hospital against abortion.
Yeah, they're doing anti-abortion protests and stuff like that.
Oh dear, he's one of those.
Mm.
God has found me, I shall become a Bible basher.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Hmm.
So, how do you meet other people in the community?
Internet's a good way, as long as you're careful. Mm. This one and I kind of just stumbled upon each other, really, didn't we?
Through friends. Well, through one of your friends.
Yeah, through one of my friends. So I prefer to meet guys through that way, if I'm able to. But, yeah, it's mainly internet and just stumbling across them through friends.
Just through friends.
Mm.
Mm. As you do.
Mm.
What type of internet do you use?
Not asking for your not the company. like, how do you... how do you look for people through internet?
Google.
How to find gay people in Napier. Well,
it's New Zealand gay guys or Hawke's Bay gay guys, and then it brings you to, you know, chat rooms and stuff like that with other guys like that around you. So I started off with that, and then, you know, technology started growing, and then you get your cell phones and Androids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Yeah. That's exactly that, yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
So, what is your definition in virginity?
I'm not a virgin, if that's what you're asking.
No.
Is that your meaning?
No.
No?
What's your personal definition of virginity? Like, what is your opinion of virginity?
Try it before you buy it.
Try it before you buy it.
Yeah.
That's a new way of looking at it.
Yeah, well, it's not really a mattering thing these days anymore.
You might have to define that question for him.
Do you want to define it?
No, I'm saying you might have to.
Okay, virginity, you know how people believe that virginity is the first time you have sex or something like that?
Yeah.
What is your personal opinion of that?
Do you have a different definition to that, or is it your... or is that the same opinion?
What, the first time you do it as opposed to the rest of the times you do it?
No, it could be an emotional thing. That a virginity could be more of an emotional thing. It could be the first time you fall in love or something like that.
It's a strange one in that case.
What do you think it is?
It's a stereotypical thing that you think, you know, the first time you do it, it's supposed to be special, it's supposed to be perfect and stuff like that. But... it never is. It's always awkward. You never know what you're doing.
So it's the first time you physically do something.
Okay.
So, have you ever received or experienced any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sex, your sexuality, your gender identity, or your culture?
Bullying at high school. It was mainly bullying. A little bit of manipulation from one of my exes, but I'm over that. But bullying is the main one. Yeah.
What actually happened?
Going to school and then hearing every day, if you little homo.
Was it mainly verbal?
Mainly verbal. There was a couple of like punches in the stomach or anything, things like that. But there was never any full on gay bashing.
But I think it's just general high school thing.
Yeah, I think it's just general high school, yeah.
So what's it been like for you living in Napier in 2012 being gay?
I think it's fantastic.
Being fantastic?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah. as long as you're happy with it, everyone else tends to be as well. That's the way I've been living, so that's worked for me so far.
How do you think Napier is like with gay people?
It's not the worst place, but it could be better. But it's not that we'll do it anyway, but it's just nice to have the option just to be able to walk down like Marine Parade or something like that and be able to hold his hand or something like that. Like I said, not saying that we would or anything like that, but the option would be nice.
Oh, anyway, thank you for the interview.
That's all right. Anytime.